Former President Thabo Mbeki considers the Kingdom of Eswatini as a second home because this is where he spent most of his exile life during the liberation struggle of the Republic of South Africa. So it is a norm and a practice that each time he has come to the kingdom for one engagement or the other, he will always make sure that he pays a courtesy call to His Majesty the King.
Well, there were expectations that perhaps former President Mbeki was coming there with a message from the sub-region pertaining to political dialogue in your country.
That is absolute nonsense. There's nothing like that. President Mbeki responded to an invitation that was extended to him personally and his foundation by the World University School Waterford, Damhlaba, in Mbabane. So he was not here on any formal government business, neither was he here for any business from SADC and so on and so forth.
So bring us up to date. Where are we in terms of dialogue between your government and pro-democracy groups?
Emaswati don't negotiate with any group or pro-democracy group. Emaswati dialogue amongst themselves. His Majesty have duly announced that the national dialogue will take place after the elections as per the dictates of our national constitution. And that will take place immediately after the national elections. And obviously, the logic is very obvious and clear there. You have a new government in place, government that will be given a new agenda by Emaswati as they deliberate and make submissions and dialogue amongst themselves during Sibaya before a formal government is ushered in into the office. So there is nothing, and it has never existed, that there is a going to be a government negotiations between either the king or the government or pro-democracy groups. No. Pro-democracy groups, we believe, are Emaswati themselves. Some of them, as I can confirm, are participating right now in the national general elections.
Well, talking about the national elections, how democratic do you think the elections are going to be? Because there's been criticism in terms of how democratic the elections are.
There is absolutely no credibility in that criticism that people are labeling from time to time about the elections. You see, these elections are very open, they are very democratic. You would not have had a serious people who are calling or identifying themselves with strong political formations, such as the wife of the former MP of Spofaneni, Mduduzi Makauka Dlamini, who is fully participating right now in the elections in her constituency at Spofaneni. And nobody from any of the corners of society of this country has ever lodged a complaint that he has been prejudiced on the basis of him or her belonging to a political formation. Our democratic process in terms of elections in this country are very open, they're constituency-based, they're individual merit-based. It doesn't matter which political formation you decide to belong to or label on yourself. They are open, they are continuing very well and very peacefully right across the country right now. As I can tell you, we are receiving reports that some individuals, some of them who belong to political formations, have already received resounding nominations to contest the national general elections as members of parliament.
Let's say that I belong to the pro-democracy group. When I win in an election, can I be represented in parliament? Can political parties compete in the election?
It's not a question of can they compete. They are competing right now, as you are engaging, my brother, in this conversation. They are competing across the country, except, of course, those few who belong to Budemo and others who have decided that they will use their constitutional right not to participate, and that right must be upheld and respected by everyone. They are not jeopardizing anybody for having taken that position, although some of us are saying they are missing an opportunity to go to a very effective, open, democratic forum where they can openly and democratically converse the political direction, political ideology that they prefer for the the country going into the future. Otherwise, whether you belong to party A, B, C, D, here we are. They are participating. They have been nominated, many of them.
We thank you so much again. Always a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you very much, my brother.